following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
No more luxury boxes or season tickets for clients. Your accountant said you're about to meet some costly new taxes. But that doesn't mean you have to downsize. Thousands of smart business owners have found a great way to protect the bottom line. They've moved to a nearby, prestigious Regis office. Fully furnished, wired Regis office can be ready when you need it. It includes a receptionist, access to meeting rooms, state-of-the-art video conferencing, all with no long-term lease. Mention Cowherd when you call and get 2 months free. Call 1-800-OFFICES. 1-800-OFFICES.
How do you get your company's data center ready for the cloud? Let's ask basketball legend Charles Barkley.
When in doubt, take the ball inside. You get a good look at the basket or you draw a foul. Either way, you win.
Oh, kind of like how working with CDW to configure and install Cisco UCS servers powered by Intel Xeon processors can help increase your company's agility and productivity.
Well, yeah, if you want to get all technical about it.
CDW, people who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Barkley.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday. Right after the program today, Big Ten Tournament basketball action. It'll be Illinois and Minnesota, kind of a bubble game, according to the big boys. They kind of say that the winner of this might be in good shape. The loser might not get into the NCAA tournament. Both have 20 wins out of the best conference in the country, and we'll talk more about that as we get closer to 12 noon. Coming up, we've got a variety of topics we're going to touch on today. We're going to touch on baseball. Pat Shine is the associate head coach at UC Irvine, the 25th ranked team in the country. They welcome in Nebraska this weekend, so we'll talk with the coach about that. We'll also talk with Holly Carnes, a little UNK softball. They open up conference play this weekend on the road. And in a couple of moments, we're going to talk with Wayne Galloway. He's the chairman of the Fort Kearney Friends of NRA. They've got their annual banquet coming up this weekend, and they do... I'll wait to get into it with Wayne and talk about that here in just a little bit, because I think you're going to learn a little bit more than maybe what one would think about the Friends of the NRA. But a couple of the national headlines. Jimmy Langan, my co-host today. I didn't realize, and maybe I'm just totally wrong on this, but I don't remember this free agency thing in the NFL being so weird and so many kind of big names going. I mean, maybe one or two, but we've already got six or eight. And I don't know if Danny Amendola is a big name, but, you know, for folks that are paying attention, there's a lot of movement out there in the NFL.
Yeah, you know, the Baltimore Ravens, you know, are sending a wide receiver to San Francisco. You know, I mean, right away you're going, what is going on here? You know what I mean? And, you know, they're talking about these guys that are taking pay cuts so they can get the roster and then get another guy over here and et cetera like that. You know, and it's kind of, you know, I agree with some other people when they say, you know, if you're making $32 million and you're going, I'm going to go down to 31 so we can win. I don't know if you're really giving up a lot on the table here. But it is kind of, you know, it's a bizarre to me, like you say, that these type of movements are going on so much. Because, you know, the fan appreciates the fact that, hey, this guy's a Kansas City Chief, and he always will be, and he'll be playing here for a long time. And the only thing that can happen is if there's one team that'll trade for them, and it's one guy making them one move, and it's, you know, back and forth, and that's it. But right now, it's a lot of movement. It's amazing. Yeah, I can't even keep track. I have to ask my son who's playing for who anymore.
Well, it's good to have that knowledge on your side. You know, Matt Cassel getting released today by the Kansas City Chiefs, Fitzpatrick from Buffalo. I think those are two viable quarterbacks to end up somewhere, and it'll be interesting to see what those two institutions do for quarterbacks in the near future here, and see what they do. So that'll be interesting. But always get a few comments about our show, about the national shows that we've got here on ESPN. Some people saying, hey, I'm sure glad you got Jonathan Coachman on. We weren't really big Jim Rome fans. Or, hey, what happened to Jim Rome? Or, hey, you know, I just don't like Van Pelt. He's too cocky. Or, you know, Mike and Mike, they're a little too, or we love them. They're the best show out there. I think I like pretty much everything that's on from the national standpoint, but Colin Cowherd says things that intentionally piss people off. That's his deal. His deal is to take the other side of an argument, and he always makes good points. I'm not saying, but this is what he does. He makes people like me, or people in general, talk about him. Today, he's trying to prove the point of how great the NFC is and how weak the AFC is, and he's right. The NFC is stronger right now than the AFC. But he starts rattling off all the AFC teams that aren't any good. Kansas City, Oakland, San Diego, Jacksonville, Tennessee, yada yada, Baltimore. What? And he tries to backtrack, say, well, they're getting rid of all these. They're the Super Bowl champions, Colin Cowherd. In case you didn't know, they're the Super Bowl champions. I don't care how many moves they've made until they start off 0-4 next season. I think they're probably a pretty good team in the AFC. I don't know. I mean, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, and probably not even the smartest guy in the room since you're here. But, I mean, you know, come on.
You know what's kind of interesting about that is that on the radio when people – talk and express interest. You lose your credibility a little bit when you make a statement like that. You know, I mean, you can go ahead and talk about Jacksonville and people will listen. You want to talk about the Raiders in Kansas City. And if you want to do that, but you know, I don't know why so many people are so negative all the time. Why do we, can't we find some things that are people are a little bit more positive about?
No. Yeah, because it doesn't bring the listeners in. That is just fact. When was our biggest time here on the Doug and Daddy Show? I like to think we have a lot of great interviews, local, state, national. We talk about a lot of things. Like I said, today we're going to talk friends of NRA to UC Irvine baseball and everything in between. Our biggest time was the Bill Callahan firing and moving into the Big Ten. When there is controversy out there, everybody weighs in. Bill Callahan's last year. Everybody wants him gone. The negativity is what, unfortunately, drives these things. When they talk Duke basketball or Yankees or Lakers or Mike Greenberg, for God's sakes, talking about the Jets every single day. This is what, when it gets your ire up, then that's when you think you need to write an email or make a call or send a Facebook quote. If everything's going great, everything's going great. We're just sitting back. Everything's good. And you're right, but it's unfortunate.
You know, people like things that are stunning a little bit, though, because I remember last year when Norfolk State beat Missouri, no one knew one player from Norfolk State. No one knew it. But, you know, that whole place in Omaha, you know, is going wild down the last 6-7 minutes cheering for this team that no one even knew about. You know, I mean, but that's a positive to me. You know, they weren't anti-Missouri. They were just positive for a 15 seed or a 14 seed to knock off somebody. You know, and that's going to happen again. That's the March Madness. But, you know, I think you know what you're talking about here. When we're talking about a professional that's on ESPN, he should know better than making comments about, hey, the Baltimore's bad. I mean,
just because they were 22-1. I mean, you know, maybe I will do a guest spot for Colin if he needs it. Let's move on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll get back to all that and what else is going on in the world of sports as we get ready for the NCAA tournament starting next week, and we're going to be at Cunningham's every day next week with the Doug and Daddy Show, and looking forward to that. But we welcome into the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth right now Wayne Galloway, as I like to say, the smartest Galloway I've ever met. He is the chairman of the Fort Kearney Friends of NRA, and they're going to have their annual banquet coming up this Saturday. But Wayne, let's just get this first. Welcome on in.
Thank you. Great to be here.
I'm already looking at some of the things you guys do and some of the auction items you have and some of the funds that go out there and how cool that is. But it still gets to me, especially in this day and age, when we mention the letters NRA, the hair on the back of some people's necks stand up. First, this is not run around with rifles in your hand. This is trying to educate people, and you've got so many monies that are going out there. But explain to folks what the Fort Kearney Friends of NRA are.
Great. Thank you. The Friends of NRA, like you said, it's a grassroots fundraising program. It's a 501(c) nonprofit organization that fosters community involvement, raises money, and gives 100% of the net proceeds to qualified local programs. To date, the Friends of the NRA Foundation has funded more than 25,000 grants, totaling over $225 million. Included in that number alone in Nebraska, state-funded grants were over 120,000 raised in 2012. These grants are made up of youth firearms safety, education programs, hunter education, range development improvement, support materials for training classes, women's safety classes, wildlife conservation efforts. Mainly these grants were funded through the Boy Scouts, 4-H, high school trap teams. Some of the ones here in the local area that received grant money from the Fort Kearney Friends of the NRA included the Fort Kearney Shooting Sports Association, the Kearney Catholic High School Trap Team, Buffalo County 4-H, and numerous others. So whether you're a hunter, a competitive shooter, or just a proud gun owner, this event will allow you to support Friends of NRA fundraising efforts through our local chapter here.
And again, the banquet, we want to get this out right away, is Saturday at the Holiday Inn, and we'll have a little more on that. It's another great organization, but wow, that is a lot of money going to a lot of organizations, and I know if I throw out a couple of the people that you're working with and the names I see here on the chart that we've had in, we've had the Kearney Catholic Trap Team in here, and there's a variety of other trapped. I mean, heck, it's the largest one every year at Donovan for high school kids around the country, and it has to start somewhere, and it has to be funded some way, and really, you were telling me before we went on, this is the way you take care of that. This is the way you fund some of the area programs, is this banquet on Saturday.
Correct. It's a one-time annual banquet. This year is our 10th annual banquet, and we do raise the money here for all the local groups that we mentioned here previously. So it's our one-time event that we put on here locally in the community and would appreciate everybody's support.
Well, we've got Jimmy, what are you eyeing over there? I see every banquet, every auction, every silent auction always has some unique items. And the first thing that sticks out to me is the Charlie Daniels signed fiddle. Now, I couldn't play the darn thing, but that would be awesome. Cool.
Yeah, Charlie Daniels, you know, not known as Chuck. You know, he's just definitely Charlie Daniels. You know, yeah, I'm looking at the thing, and of course, I look at the money too. $1,300 for this, $900 for this, and et cetera. Right.
Well, you've got some really cool items, Wayne. Tell us about some of the things that kind of caught your eye.
Well, the Charlie Daniels fiddle definitely gets the attention of everybody out there, and that is his actual hand signature on that fiddle. He signed personally every one of those fiddles for all the banquets chapters across the, not only Nebraska, but for the state, and did not charge the Friends of the NRA a dime to do that. So kudos to him for doing that. That's one of the nice items in the banquet. Obviously, there's other items in there with some fine prints, pictures, photographs. There's some nice memorabilia with gun artifacts in there. All kinds of different things. There's some jewelry in there. There's something in there for everybody, whether it's young men, women, children alike. We try to promote the event to serve everybody in the group there.
How large is the organization? How do people get involved if they want to know some more? Besides, maybe they can't make the banquet this week, and we always try to throw that out, but maybe there's folks that want to know more about the Fort Kearney chapter of the Friends of the NRA.
Basically, they would get a hold of me. They can get a hold of me by either my phone or my email address out there. We're always looking for volunteers. It does take a lot of time and effort to put on the banquet, so any help from anybody is always appreciated. They could just contact me, and we can find something for them that they can help out in.
Here's another cool thing I see, and I don't own a dog, at least not now. Did was a kid, but there, you got the pet feeding station with the logo. It's not the size of the dog in the fight; it's the size of the fight in the dog. And I know a lot of folks that have dogs that could take advantage of that little area. They've got flag displays, they've got bikes, even got a waffle maker out there, man.
Right, that's the NRA waffle maker. So you put your waffle in there and close the lid, and 3 minutes she comes out, and she's got the NRA logo right on your waffle there for you. So all kinds of neat things.
We've got the wine rack as well for you, Jimmy. Well,
thank you. Yeah, I'll probably be bidding on that.
This is, again, let's just be honest here. You know, Jimmy, you're not a hunter.
How do you know that?
Well, I just know that. And I appreciate hunters. I mean, we live in Nebraska. Let's face it. This is what goes on. But I think there's also a lot of folks that just don't know all the things that you kind of told us here, and some of the things that that you're funding out there, and the way you sponsor this. And folks, this is a way to help out all these organizations that Wayne Galloway, who's with us, just mentioned. If they want to be coming out to the banquet, you've already had a lot of tickets sold. What do they need to do?
Right. If people are still looking for dinner tickets, they can give me a call at my phone number here, 308-440-3211. Right now, we are pre-selling dinner tickets, and we're setting up the room, but right now, I think I probably got about 40 to 45 tickets available left. If we oversell that, then we're going to have to talk to the folks out the Holiday Inn and see if we can get another room. But if you need dinner tickets, please give me a holler, and we look forward to seeing you out there.
We talked about a little bit about safety classes and where this money goes organizationally. Can you give us a couple of examples of just maybe even things you've seen? Okay, so the money goes to the trap team, or it goes to a local organization. Sometimes our wildlife friends say, well, this is an area that we worked on here. Are there a couple specifics you can tell us about?
Yeah, they're right here in Buffalo County. The Fort County Shooting Sports Association out here has a beautiful range. And with a range, it takes a lot of funds to develop it, and it's something that doesn't happen overnight. And they've received several grants here in the past year, and you can see the development and improvement of the facility out there that has just made strides with that over there. The high school trap teams, not only does that introduce kids into shooting and firearms that maybe wouldn't be able to do so without the support of this, you've seen them come up from junior high level through all the way through high school and competing at the state tournaments over there in Donovan, and some of them even go on to shoot nationally and collegiately. So there's just a couple examples of those there.
Well, it's so awesome, folks. I mean, The JC BB gun teams, take a kid hunting days. You can help purchase equipment to fund some of these programs. So you've got it everywhere, from the kids to the ladies to the 4-H shooting programs, which have been popular for a long, long time. It looks like a great organization. And again, let's give the specifics, Wayne, of the banquet. It's this Saturday night at the Holiday Inn in Kearney. Social hour with their games and raffles start at 5:30. Dinner will be at 7 o'clock with an auction to follow. And anything else that the folks need to know about that?
No, we just appreciate everybody's support. And if you're looking for dinner tickets or a way to help or volunteer, just give me a holler there, 440-3211. Love to hear from you.
How's your shooting skills?
Well, They're still there. The eyes might be going a little bit down as the ages come up or whatnot, but we're still out there actively doing it.
Well, it looks like it should be a lot of fun this Saturday night. Folks, if you can, get a hold of Wayne. Again, the number 440-3211. If you want more information, you can get a hold of Wayne Galloway. And this looks outstanding. Some of the items on the auction, as we say when we talk with a variety of folks, there's always some cool things, and this banquet has some unique items as well. And I'll tell you what, I was surprised, Wayne, when you sent me all this information about how many organizations your organization actually helps out. It's really cool.
Yes, it is. It is quite a unique thing that there's probably a lot of people that don't really understand what the Friends of the NRA is. So hopefully our time here did educate some of the people there with a little bit more information on it. So thanks for having us. Thanks for having the time in here, and appreciate the chance.
All right. No problem, buddy. Thanks for coming in, and hopefully everything goes well this weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, and good luck.
Wayne Galloway, he is the chairman of the Fort Kearney Friends of the NRA. Again, it's all going on this weekend. Saturday night gets underway at 5:30 with the social. Dinner is at 7 at the Kearney Holiday Inn. We're going to be back, talk a little Loper softball with UNK coach Holly Carnes right after this.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Pickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Ever feel like you're going a little bit mad?
Only when the co-hosts start breaking out the puns.
All right, that's fair enough. But with March Madness kicking into high gear, that means it's time to get to StubHub, where you can get rewarded just for buying tickets.
I love it, and it's not just for basketball.
Not at all. You can also earn a little something extra if you're heading to spring training or maybe planning something huge like a trip to Augusta.
You may even score a complimentary seat upgrade.
So head to StubHub, sign up for StubHub Fan Rewards, and get rewarded for being a fan.
StubHub! Want a great excuse to get out of spring cleaning? Tell your wife you're headed to Napa to pick up the $20.99 oil change special. Get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil or Max Life high mileage motor oil and a Napa silver oil filter for just $20.99. Spring cleaning is more fun when you're cleaning up savings. So pick up the Napa oil change special today. Tell them you heard it on the radio and they'll take off $3 more. See store for details. Offer expires 3/31.
Reaffirm weight loss for every reason.
There's a lot of noise about weight loss supplements out there. So how do you know if Reaffirm, the brand new weight loss program from Complete Nutrition, is right for you? First, you want the most effective weight loss ingredient since ephedrine. But you want it to be safe. Reaffirm contains a breakthrough formula with green coffee bean extract, proven to burn fat as fuel, so you lose weight fast. Second, you already take a multivitamin. Why not take one that also burns fat and boosts metabolism? Reaffirm's got you covered there too. And third, you don't just want to lose weight fast. You want to keep it off for good. End the yo-yo dieting with Reaffirm. Get to Complete Nutrition today and ask for Reaffirm. Reaffirm, for a reason.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
The madness of March is here. The 2013 Big Ten Tournament tips off this week on Compass Media Networks live from Chicago, Illinois. Be sure to join us for all the action from the United Center in Chicago as the nation's top basketball conference opens up tournament play. Who will come away with this year's conference crown? If it's the Big Ten Tournament, it's right here.
Thursday through Sunday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month. From gourmet burgers and 8 flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Daddy Show. Oh, awesome. Good job on the Billy Joel. How, see, that's the kind of crap I like when you watch on TV. And again, I want to thank Wayne Galloway, who just stopped in, talked about in the break there about the number of chapters they've got throughout the state and all the money just stays right here. I told him I learned something today. Anymore, that's not necessarily the case, is it?
Well, I think, you know, if you pay attention and you listen to people, you learn something. Like, usually like you're talking, right?
But hey, we want to thank Wayne for coming in. And getting back to Billy Joel, have you seen the clip? He was speaking at some college here lately, and basically it was a question and answer session at the end, and one of the kids stood up and says, it's kind of been one of my goals, dreams, to be able to maybe play the piano with you sometime. Or have you, and Billy Joel invited him up on stage, and They did New York State of Mind, I believe, was the song they did. Awesome. Of course, I'm a huge Billy Joel fan, so I thought it was pretty cool. You know, that and the Jeff Gordon freaking out the guy, that which now has went national. I mean, it went viral yesterday, but it's on all the talk shows again this morning. That poor guy.
What happened there? Go ahead. Tell me what happened. I missed that.
Well, Jeff Gordon disguises, and it's supposed to be for Pepsi. So he gets in a Monte Carlo, I think. He goes to a car dealership, and he's all disguised, and he's like a real timid guy. And, of course, the car salesman, he's trying to shyster him in on one there. He's not a Midway guy, because Midway, they don't shyster. But this guy, shyster. That's what he did. And he goes, well, let's, you know, he goes, oh, that's got a little too much power for me. Well, you know, let's find out. You know, oh, I've never driven anything like that. We've got a van and all that. So they get in there, and they've got cameras all over the place, and then the Pepsi can is actually a camera, and he puts it on the dash there, so you get the reaction of the guy. And the question is whether it's fake or whether it's real. I mean, it looks real. But then, of course, Gordon just hammers this Monty and takes him all over and takes him out to some dock, and they're doing cookies, and he's freaking out.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I'll have to see that. Good. I'm glad you told me about it, because I will have to watch it now for sure.
It's like riding in vans over the mountains in the old Armac. Holly Carnes, UNK softball coach, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? Are you all excited for the start of the conference season?
Yeah, I'm ready to get out and get some good weather, and, you know, we're all ready. We're getting packed up and ready to go today.
On the road. It's just, I mean, you're like Damon and the baseball team. There's nothing you can do about it, but it is a struggle.
It is what it is, right? That's what we were talking to one of our dean of education yesterday, one of our deans, and, you know, just tell him about our schedule and stuff, and, you know, we easily will be on the road here in the future for 4 weeks straight.
How are the kids?
Going to tournaments.
Holly, how are the kids handling that? Is it too early to find out? Damon says, you know, they were stuck in Pittsburgh State last week. That was their home base, and they let them use that was a different deal. They got kind of snowed in. But how are the kids, and student-wise, and the student-athlete handling this so far?
You know, they're doing okay. You know, you can kind of see their face when you're like, well, we're going to have to take off early because we have to do this, this, and this. And then, you know, practice dwindles because those kids need to get their studies done, and they've got to make up labs, and they've got to take tests early. And, you know, today we're pushing our departure time back an hour so that I've got, I think, 5 kids that need to take tests early. You know, and it's just a big change. It's a big change to play Friday, Saturdays, because the kids are missing Thursdays and Fridays. So, you know, we're missing 10 full days, and that doesn't, you know, count if we've got a, in this conference, I'm sure Damon has said, you know, you make up everything. You don't cancel out of anything. You make it up. So, you know, it's just an adjustment that we have to make.
Holly, Jim Lang in here. I see 16 of your next 20 games that were at home, you know, starting next week. So that'll be something to look forward to. Also, do you want to talk about a little bit about your team this year?
You know, we are really young. We've got one senior, and unfortunately, last weekend, she couldn't play the first day because she's our top pitcher. She had the stomach flu. So she sat in the motel room, you know, those first 2 games. And then we've got, you know, 5 juniors and then sophomore and freshmen. So we're pretty young. And I tell you what, our young kids are stepping up. We've got one kid that's been playing first base for us, Katie Rui, that's done a great job. You know, big kid that can hit the ball well. And, you know, again, to not mock Damon's words, but reiterate them, you know, we've been inside so much. We haven't been able to be on the ground. And yesterday was a nice practice where we could just hit balls and hit balls and hit balls, just get them used to being outside again, you know. Everything's different when you get outside.
Holly Carnes is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Loper softball team, they are 4-10, and without your pitcher, the ERA goes up. So does the batting. So does the opponent's batting average. It all goes hand in hand. But as you said, Katie's hitting .302. You got a couple of young ladies in Noakes and Tomlin that are knocking it around at .357. But then there seems to be kind of a significant drop off to the rest of the pack. What are you working on with these kids to get their eyes going?
Well, we've started to do more tracking drills, starting to have them hit pinto beans and Skittles and marking tennis balls and the little tiny Whipple balls that you use for golf, and just really making sure that we're working on our tracking, because I really think they see it to a point and then they're pulling their head up off the ball. But unfortunately, Tomlin dislocated her or separated her shoulder at Shattern, and then Mallory Noakes got hit in the back with the ball last week, and we weren't sure whether she cracked some ribs, so she's been out of practice all week, too. And then our number two pitcher may have a bone cracked in one of her knuckles. So we're just kind of, you know, taking it as we can and getting, you know, the young kids some experience and just doing what we can, you know.
Yeah, you take out two 400 hitters there, and yeah. I look at your lineup there. But, you know, one thing about it, if you're on the team, though, you're going, hey, you know what I mean? I might get to start now.
Give me
in there, coach. Let's see what I can do.
That's exactly right. So, you know, and Jen Ulrich, a pitcher from Ralston, she's got some innings, too, which is good. We need to, you know, get them as much time as we can as well. So, you know, that's been what's going on with us. We've had some struggles, but we're going to bounce back, you know, and we had a team that was just full of amazing leaders last year, and we're just trying to teach these kids to step up and be better leaders and to try to give them some legs. And, you know, I guess, like I said, it is what it is, and we just got to keep trying for them and working hard and work on that tracking stuff, and I think we'll be fine.
Holly Carnes, softball coach at UNK, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Coach, just looking at the stats, you can't tell everything, but it looks like kind of as the game progresses, your team gets stronger. Has that been the case?
Yep. That's what we're trying to change, is to be, you know, a little more aggressive with our bats earlier on, too. You know, on the sixth and seventh inning, they're ready to go. We just are a little bit flat coming out. So, again, more things we need to work on.
Well, let's talk about this weekend with every coach and every sport. We try to familiarize the fans and ourselves as well. Emporia right. State and Washburn is what you've got. Where are they at in the preseason pack? What are you expecting this weekend?
You know, Washburn was kind of toward the middle to end. They're 3-9 right now. Their pitchers' ERAs are up there as well. They've had 18 days off from playing because of canceled games. Now, they play Wayne State today, so we'll kind of be able to see a little bit more and kind of see where they're at. And then Emporia was picked to win it. So Emporia is pretty darn good. They're gonna be pretty balanced. They've got a great bunch of hitters, really good pitching. So we're going to get challenged early, which is fine. You know, we welcome that.
Hey, Coach, because of that, will you start your better pitchers here against Washburn, or will you kind of wait and try to knock off Emporia? What's your plan here?
Well, the nice thing about that fast pitch is we can start our number ones the next day as well. So, yeah, we're going to come at them. You know, I think that's all that we can do and try to knock them off.
Sure, good idea.
And yep. And Holly, because that homestand is right around the corner, we got to get some fans out there to support this team.
Darn right. Get out there. It's going to be beautiful, too.
Have you guys got the reserve seating put in down the left field line yet?
No, bring your lawn chair.
There's always good conversation out there, and that's outstanding. We're looking forward to you get back home, so just go get four this weekend, huh?
That's right. Hey, Jim, how are you? Do you remember me?
Yes.
Has he ever called a bad game?
I'm pretty sure I fouled out of every game that he called against me. I was a little physical.
you had the right referee, though, because I definitely let you get a couple, three or four fouls before I called five.
I probably got 10.
Well, Holly, we'll do it again, and best of luck this weekend, girl. Thanks for the time.
All righty. Hey, thank you. See ya.
Holly Carnes, softball coach, UNK. Good time. Boy, you probably get that a lot, too. I mean, for the games that we call, the games you've reffed, man, you've seen a lot of kids, high school and college, go through.
Yeah, I suppose so. You know, it's kind of interesting. So every once in a while, I see them like 10 or 12 years later. The story changed the way I remembered it, though. You know what I mean? Things I said or, you know, I mean, I don't remember throwing hardly anybody ever out of a game, but about every time I see, hey, you were the one that threw me out of a game, I'm like, you know, that's probably not the right guy, but, you know, I'll take it today.
I got a couple Jim Langan stories, but one of the funniest ones, and this was either the first or second year that I'd moved to Kearney, and I'd known you before then, and you probably, I don't remember if you did any of my games of that long ago or not, but I wouldn't have been in them very long anyway. But it would have been late. You'd have been on the bus going home. But
I remember you doing radio when you at Burwell and Ord and things like that, but go ahead.
This was when I was in Kearney, and we were doing a holiday tournament at Wood River. And it was Kearney Catholic, Wood River, Tecumseh, and I
can't remember the next team.
I think
team.
It was Shelton. I think it's Shelton might have been there.
Could have been.
But Tecumseh had Scott Frost was playing.
Davidson
oh, was yeah. playing for Tecumseh, and Scott Frost were playing for Wood River. And remember, they ended up
six years later
having a pretty big play in Nebraska football history.
They got together later on. But this would have been after both of them graduated. And we're doing the consolation game on whatever. It's the holiday tournament. We're doing the consolation game at 11 in the morning. And we're not a minute into the game.
45 seconds.
And I can't even tell if it's boys or girls, but
girls,
I assume
Tecumseh
it was girls.
Coach.
And the Tecumseh coach had already been on you guys twice about something. And it was like the fastest technical foul I'd ever seen. And it was halftime, I think. Halftime or between games. And you go, I don't need Bobby Knight. Something to the effect of, this guy thinks he's Bobby Knight at 11 in the morning. I don't need to take that at 11 in the morning. That was just, not the greatest story, but it was funny to me.
Well, I didn't have him the night before, but they lost, evidently.
Yeah.
So third place girls game is at 11. In holiday tournaments, there's usually not a big crowd, so you can hear everything. And I kind of remember that because it's the fastest one I ever called. But he wanted 3 seconds called. And then we went down to the other end of the floor, came back, and he yelled at me pretty good about getting consistent. Well, it's hard to be consistent. Yeah, I mean, I've only refereed two times up and down the floor. And I thought, well, that's that. And the way he said it, his voice tone, and he kind of charged me. You know what I mean? I thought,
don't
all those
that.
Things, yeah, no. I've got a Meredith Tenagle. I thought, well, we can sit him down, and I don't have to hear it for another 31 minutes and 15 seconds.
And you hadn't really probably had your coffee yet that early. So you were a little on the cranky side.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah, maybe I was.
It was awesome. It was awesome. Illinois 19, Minnesota 9, 6:17 to go in the first half. They should be just coming out of halftime or about that point right at the end of the show, and we will be joining the Big Ten basketball tournament. We will have three games for you here on ESPN because of the rights. The Big Ten Nebraska game won't be on, but it will be on our sister station, The Breeze 94.5 FM. So Illinois, Minnesota, second half after the Doug and Daddy show. Then Michigan and Penn State at approximately 1:30, and Iowa Northwestern tonight at approximately 8 o'clock. And then we will have all the games that Nebraska is not in here on ESPN Radio. The rest of the weekend, the whole tournament right here. And I've just got that feeling that there's a chance we'll be airing all four games tomorrow, Jimmy. I don't see Nebraska winning today.
You don't think so?
No, and I hope they do because I think they've had enough. We talked about it briefly yesterday. Tim Miles probably should have got a vote or two for Coach of the Year because they got more wins and more conference wins than anybody thought they would at the beginning of the year. We're talking 10 total wins, 2 conference wins.
Yeah, you even said, I think, on the air that they may not win a game. It's possible they may not win a Big Ten game, but, they beat the people they needed to beat. I mean, they swept Penn State. Right? You know what I mean? I mean, they beat some of the people and had a couple nice games against some people. They beat Valparaiso early in the year, and Valparaiso's going, went last year. And then also, this Minnesota-Illinois game, you're talking about those people being on the bubble. They beat Minnesota. I just don't see Minnesota being on the bubble. Illinois might be on the bubble, but I think if Illinois wins, they're in, and I think they'll take Minnesota, too.
Yeah, they beat Indiana. That's a big-time win. Nebraska, a 6-point underdog today to Purdue. Purdue beat them by 9 in Lincoln. When Brandon Ubell was hurt, that was the 5-game losing streak Nebraska had in the conference, and then things started to turn around at that point in the season when they all got healthy. So we'll see how it all breaks down. ESPN is projecting 5 teams that are locks to be in the tournament from the Big Ten: Indiana, Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, and Wisconsin. They believe Minnesota and Illinois should be in, and they think Iowa has a chance to get in. So that's where they set right.
Yeah, I just don't think Iowa's going to make it now. I thought Iowa was going to get in, but I'd be surprised if Minnesota and Illinois did not make it. It kind of depends on some upsets in the tournament. You know what I mean? If a Purdue would run the tournament and win it, let's say Purdue knocks off Nebraska and then wins the whole tournament, well, I can guarantee you Minnesota and Illinois are not both going to get in then.
Yeah, that's
going to
be tough.
Because Purdue's going to get in, and then they're going to take the other guy. So that's the real key with these upsets in these tournaments.
We all love the little guy. But you don't want to see, like if somebody, Creighton and Wichita State were probably going to get in the Missouri Valley Conference, but you didn't want that. Nobody really wanted that third team, so that's the way things go. We're going to talk to Andy here at Midway in just a little bit, but Jimmy will be among our co-hosts again next week. We'll be every day at Cunningham's Journal in Kearney. The show's going to be live, and your chance to play a little hooky because we have got basketball. Monday will be fun because we'll get to break down our brackets, get you signed up, which you can do right now at ESPNSuperstation.com for the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge. And then, of course, Thursday and Friday, games will actually be going on. So right after you get done celebrating St. Patrick's Day at Cunningham's, be right back there for lunch every day next week or as often as you can. Bring in your computers, bring in your Kindles, bring in your whatever it is you use, and you can watch and see all the stats. And maybe you got a pool, maybe you got a little draft you're going to do for the NCAA tournament. Cunningham's is the place to be. Watch it on all their great televisions, and including the 10-foot huge projection screen. Cunningham's for lunch or anytime you want to stop in to catch up with your favorite sports teams, your buds, escape the ordinary at Cunningham's Journal, located on 23rd Street in downtown Kearney. We're a little ways out. You got a favorite? You got somebody you like right now? Have you been catching up? This is when I get a chance to finally catch up a little bit.
Well, you know, I took Louisville and Kansas in Vegas in January. Late January, right after Kansas lost three in a row,
yeah.
And I thought, hey, this might be a good time to get on, and it really wasn't. They stayed about that same price, but I got Louisville at 12-1, and they're all the way down to 6-1 now. So I kind of like Louisville a little bit. I really like the way Georgetown plays defense. They're really going to make it difficult to score. Now Creighton, the team that we all would like to see go as far as they possibly can, they might go further if they could stay away from these big power teams. Like a Gonzaga, if they were a one seed and Creighton got to be like an 8-9, they could knock off Gonzaga. I don't know if anybody on Gonzaga can guard McDermott. If you play somebody that they don't have a guy that can match up with McDermott, McDermott could win the game. Very key there. But anybody that matches up against him, you know what I mean, and can defend him. A Duke's going to have plenty of guys that can take care of him, you know, and at least make other people beat him. And that'd be a tough draw for Creighton, would be that 8-9 and then have to play a really good one.
It's so fun.
It is.
It's just so much fun. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to talk a little baseball. Pat Shine, he even knows about UNK because he's coached a little Division II baseball out there at Cal State LA. He's the associate head coach of the 25th ranked team in the country. I don't know. Nebraska's going to have to do some work if they're going to win because they take on the 25th ranked team and the 8th ranked team in their next five games with Cal State Fullerton out there.
Yeah, there's some tremendous pitching to see out there, and plus those guys up and down the lineup, they're 7, 8, 9 guys can hit the ball pretty well too. So yeah, you're really going to be a tough one.
Andy from Midway's in, and he's got a smile across his face because he didn't have to move cars from the big blizzard this past weekend, and that gives you more time to sell the cars, man.
Oh yeah, it was. That was one of the most random storms I've ever been involved in, and there was so much hype in the new darn cell phones that go off in the middle of the night. I remember at about 4:00 in the morning on Saturday morning, my cell phone goes off, and I thought we were being bombed by like North Korea or something. It was making all these weird noises, and it said blizzard warning. And I've never been a part of a blizzard warning where I haven't seen any snow. But at the end of the day, I will take it because not having to move cars is a good day at Midway.
Well, that sounds like when you're in the sales, sometimes you're getting all that blah, blah, blah. And on the other end, you got nothing. That's not the way it is with your crew out there at Midway. In fact, you got the new diesels in. You got some great Ram trucks, some great deals.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It's Ram Truck Month right now down at Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram. And I will tell you this. We've never had a better selection. And I truly do mean that. Right now, we actually have 50 half-tons in stock or in transit and another 15 heavy-duty 3/4 tons or 1 tons that are either in stock or in transit. And here's the nice part. You know, this is a brand new 2013 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. This vehicle has got so many different awards, brand new 8.4-inch backup camera, brand new 8.4-inch touchscreen navigation system, power folding mirrors, four-corner air ride suspension, 8-speed torque flight transmission, and we're already up to $8,500 off select Rams right now. We're talking $8,500 off with your qualifying trade. Folks, this is absolutely ridiculous. It's March. You got the Motor Trend Truck of the Year, and we're already able to go ahead and take up to $8,500 off the sale price. You throw that in with the great deals going on right now on the Chrysler 200. It's probably one of the fastest selling vehicles we have on the lot right now. $3,500 of rebates from the manufacturer. You can receive an additional $1,100 $1,100 discount from us. So you're talking being able to buy a brand new 2013 Chrysler 200, 3-year 36,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 5-year 100,000-mile powertrain for under $19,000, or take the $4,600 off the top. Folks, this is absolutely huge. It's Ram Truck Month, Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram, up to $8,500 off. Great deals on 200s, great deals on Dodge Journeys. Folks, I don't have enough time to tell you about all the great deals. You need to just come see them in person.
We're going to find out more tomorrow when Andy stops back with us. But don't forget, folks, Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Andy, have a great one.
Hey, you too, Doug.
We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Dockers and Coles present Survival Tips with Bear Grylls.
Whatever wild you find yourself in, the right clothes will help you survive. Whether it's a desperate search for food or the equally important need to make sure any first impression is a good one. Surviving a sub-zero mountaintop or the hot glare of your boss reviewing your presentation. If your wild is everyday life, you need Dockers khakis.
Dockers Signature Khaki, now with staying power technology. Available at Coles and Coles.com. Dockers, wear the pants.
The road hates your engine. They are adversaries, enemies, foes. The road will attack your engine with dirt, dust, and grime through your air filter any way it can. Fight back. Reclaim the horsepower the road tries to steal. Every 12,000 miles, it's easy to change to a Fram air filter that keeps dirt, dust, and grime out of your engine. If it's on the road, there's a Fram that fits. Find your Fram air filter at your local automotive.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Some cloud cover lingers around the area early today, followed by clearing skies with a high of around 70 as winds turn to the northwest to 10 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 38. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 57.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question for the day. Which team will win the Big Ten men's basketball tournament? You taking one of the top four seeds, Indiana, Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State? Or, well, you didn't even put the fourth seed in there, did you?
Well, I thought about it, but Michigan State's higher rated, so I decided to put the top 10 team in there.
So you left Wisconsin off, and you put Michigan in there. What do you think, Jimmy? Is it going to be one of the big four, or is it going to be somebody else?
It probably is going to be that. You know what I mean? It really is. It's probably going to be one of those top four teams will win it. Don't you think?
Yeah. Again, we're getting to the point where these conference tournaments are becoming a little obsolete because you don't need them anymore. You don't need them, and you don't want to beat yourself up before getting into the big dance. I mean, Michigan State's focused on the big dance. They're not focused on this. If they happen to win it, fine. But it's hard to string together 9 games like Connecticut had to do a couple of years ago, and I think in their case it was 11 games to win the conference and then win the national championship. But vote today, ESPNSuperstation.com. Our question yesterday, with NFL free agency underway, what approach do you hope your team uses? The aggressive signing of the veteran free agents or sitting back and building your team through the draft? 69% said be aggressive. Be aggressive. It's our mid-term mark. Poll question of the day. Check it out at ESPNSuperstation.com. Oh, man. I went to lunch yesterday. I came back. We had a Pope. And, of course, we have to check out, because we said we would, how much money you could have made betting for the Pope. And our new Pope, Francis, was 20-1, according to Bovada. And plus 350 that he was from South or Central America, and plus 200 that if he was 71 or over. So you could have hit big with an elder South American Pope from Argentina.
This is great.
But, yeah, you've never bet on the Pope, have you?
No, I haven't, but, you know, I'm considering now if I could get some inside information.
I should have studied this more, because if you'd have known he finished second last time and he's at 20-1, I think we could be excommunicated for betting on the Pope, don't you think?
No. I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
Yeah.
Nebraska baseball team continues their 12-game road swing in California this weekend, taking on one of our favorite programs, the Anteaters of UC Irvine. Now, of course, they may not be our favorite program from the last time we met them. That's when Nebraska was actually in a regional, and they were eliminated by UC Irvine. And we're joined by associate head coach Pat Shine here on the Doug and Daddy Show as the Anteaters rank 25th in the country. Coach, good morning. How are you today?
Good, thanks. How you doing?
Well, doing great. Ironically here, sure. The last time Nebraska played Irvine, your pitching coach was actually the winning pitcher against Nebraska.
Yeah, that's right, Babona. Yeah, how quickly things can change. But, so Danny's in his first year being the pitching coach. And another ironic situation was that your current pitching coach was our pitching coach at the time, Ted Silva.
Yeah, that was one of the things here on my agenda, was to talk a little bit about that. It seems like that was probably eons ago, but it was only 2008. But obviously, times change. Your pitching staff is doing very well. I know every pitching coach wants it to do a little bit better. Everyone seems to like Coach Silva out here at Nebraska. Talk a little bit about both of those guys, if you would.
Well, let's start with Danny Babona. He was a great pitcher for us at UC Irvine, 2-time Big West Pitcher of the Year. Good, crafty left-hander, great competitor. Got an opportunity to go play pro ball in the St. Louis Cardinals organization, played for 2 years, and couldn't overcome an injury. So there was a coaching change last year with our pitching coach, and the opportunity came up for him. And he's real familiar, obviously, with UC Irvine, and he was worked under Ted Silva and Dave Serrano, so he's been around the game a lot. And it's been a real easy, good transition for him, taking over the pitching staff here at Irvine. And we pitched real well.
Yeah, the team ERA going into this weekend series is under 3, and in college baseball, anybody will take that. Ironically, it's maybe your third starter that has had the numbers, even though a couple of your other guys had some tough luck losses early this season. Tell me a little bit about the rotation the Huskers will see this weekend.
Well, our marquee guy is Andrew Thurman. He's a 3-year starter for us. He's got a lot of experience. Last year, he was first-team All-Big West pitcher. Went out to the Cape this summer, developed a good slider, and has just every day gotten better and better and better, and he's really our workhorse. He's a premier, one of the best Friday night guys in the country. He should be a real good draft. There's a lot of pro interest because of the velocity has gotten so much better. But he's had a lot of success prior to this year because of his command. He's a pitchability guy. He can change speed. Pitched both sides of the plate with the fastball, but this year, also there's a big push pro-wise because, he can now run the fastball up to 94, but he's anywhere between 90 and 94. After that, Matt Whitehouse, who's overcoming an injury from last year, is a crafty left-hander, throws a lot of strikes. One thing you got to understand, Doug, is that our ballpark is a huge ballpark. It's not like Nebraska. So it's a very pitcher-friendly ballpark. The surface is darn near perfect. It's almost like AstroTurf, although it's grass. It's big dimensions. on Friday night. It gets a little cold, so the ball doesn't go anywhere. So with all of our pitchers, it's all about throwing strikes and letting us play really good defense.
Well, and you've and Pat Shines joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. You guys have had an opportunity to play a lot of home games at the start of the season, and you're still hitting the ball really well. You've got Connor Spencer, who's leading the Big West right now at .422. Your team batting average is .316. So if you're playing in a ballpark like that, maybe these numbers in Lincoln would be even higher. Talk about the offense a little bit.
Well, it's been a nice surprise for us. You know, we always thought that we could score some runs. We didn't expect maybe that team batting average to be that high, but it has been. You're always at an advantage starting off the season playing home games because everybody's comfortable. And I think that that's kind of an indication of that. Now, our offense is kind of, we've slowed down a little bit from that. You know, after the first 2 weeks, I think we were somewhere hitting like .340 or something like that. So we've cooled off a little bit, which is expected, but we've had some guys step up and really use the middle of the field, and we're a team that doesn't want to strike out a whole lot and move runners and execute and kind of play an aggressive style of kind of handling the bat type of offense.
Talking with Pat Shine, associate coach at UC Irvine. Mike Gillespie, the head coach. A lot of folks know him from his time at Southern California. You have had an opportunity to be at a variety of places in California, New Mexico. And I look at your roster, and there's only one non-California player on that. At Nebraska, when it comes to baseball, it's tough recruiting. They've got to go everywhere. Tell me about the recruiting process for you.
Well, Southern California is a hotbed for talent, for baseball talent. So there's really not a huge need for us to go outside of California. And then there's also Northern California. So we recruit locally. It's a very academic school. So we really got to find a player that profiles out academically. That's usually the high school kid. There are some good JC players in the area. We do have one kid from out of state. And it's a kid named Dominique Taylor, who's been a really good player for us, center fielder. Real athletic, good runner, physical, should be a decent draft, and he's been really good for us. But other than that, we just really stay locally because there's so many good players here in Southern California.
What's it like working with Coach Gillespie?
Oh, it's great. he brings to the table a lot of experience. I mean, he's been coaching college baseball for over 30 years, so I've learned a lot from him. We're now going on our sixth year, and we've had a lot of success together. So it's been good.
Just another minute here with Associate Coach Pat Shine of the UC Irvine Anteaters on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we mentioned, a lot of the games early on got to be at home. In fact, all but one early until this last weekend, and that was just down the road at Loyola Marymount. Really had your first adversity maybe of the year this past weekend, going 1-2 against BYU. Take me through that.
Well, we really, like I said, we didn't really play that bad. We actually played all right in the first game it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday series. So Thursday's game, their guy pitched really well. Thurman threw really well. It was a battle going into the bullpen. Our bullpen got a little bit of trouble, and they had a key hit. We had runners in scoring position throughout the whole game and just couldn't get that clutch hit we've been getting before. So we lose that game on Thursday, and then we come back on Friday, and it's another really good game. We're facing a guy that I think was a really good pitcher. I mean, he was throwing mid-90s and a good breaking ball and got into a battle with them. And then we gave them some extra opportunities in the middle innings, and they took advantage of that. They had two hits that just barely were inside the foul line on both sides, the left field and the right field line, and scored a couple runs. So. And then we salvaged the weekend with a nice win on game three, which was Saturday.
Pat, do you think your team has been tested through these first 17? Baylor came in, California came in among some of the other teams?
Well, good question. We were tested on the road for the first time, and it was good to get on this team on the road and play not at our home ballpark because it is a huge advantage playing at home. Baylor's a solid team. Cal's a solid team. Portland is a solid team. But to be honest with you, I don't think we've been real tested, no. We've had a couple really good come-from-behind victories against Baylor and Cal, which was good. So So we've been pretty comfortable, to be honest with you.
Nebraska's second trip out to the West Coast. The first one didn't go so well with an 0-4 start to the season. I guess the last question I have for you, Pat, in this day and age where you've got to watch your RPI, you got to watch your competition level, Nebraska no longer a part of the Big 12. They're in the Big 10, obviously, which is looked at as a weaker baseball conference by some by quite a ways. Do you have to be careful? I mean, Nebraska's a name, but do you still have to be careful with some of these teams that you're scheduling, although they are coming to your place, which makes a big difference?
Well, I think that Nebraska or anybody in the Big Ten is plenty capable. So anytime you're playing a Big Ten or a Big 12 type program, I think you're playing against really good competition. The RPI, you do have to be careful of that. I mean, there's this new rule in 2013 that you get more points for being on the road and getting a win and less points being at home and getting a win. But the bottom line is you don't know that when you're scheduling. You don't know how good Cal is or Baylor when you schedule those teams 3 years in advance. So the bottom line is in front of you, and you got to go out and you got to take care of business each week and then play one game at a time and prepare your team to compete as best as they can and not really worry about the RPI because a lot of that's out of your control.
Last question. You spent a little time and very recently coaching some Division II baseball with Cal State LA and UNK. That's our Division II school here, right here in the backyard. And we have Coach Coach Day on all the time. He co-hosts from time to time. It's a whole new world, and everybody knows about it.
Yeah.
Can you? I mean, you guys are on the top of the world in Division II baseball, and out here, they're just trying to get into a tournament. They came out there as the last seed and knocked off number one a handful of years ago. Division II baseball to what you're coaching right now, how close are they out there in California?
Well, I'll tell you what, and I remember Nebraska Kearney, and they're a good program, and there's a little bit of difference of Division I and Division II baseball out here, but you'd be surprised. People don't understand the quality of baseball it is out here in Division II. And when we had seven guys get drafted off of that team, quality competitors, a physical team, we had guys who threw strikes. It's really competitive. And I think that people understand that when you're watching it and that you're involved in it. But people on the outside, when they kind of see the difference between a Division II program and a Division I program, I don't think they really understand how competitive it is. And I think it was Nebraska Kearney came out here, and they had a really good team and were well coached. And I know they've had some success, so I tip my hat to them.
Yeah, I know it was an eye-opener. They knew it was coming, but it was still an eye-opener. And hopefully we can get some good games with the Huskers and the Anteaters this weekend. Pat, we appreciate you giving us some time, man. We sure appreciate it. Best of luck this season.
Okay, thanks, Doug. Talk to you.
You bet, buddy. That was great to catch up with UC Irvine coach, associate head coach Pat Schein. Always like talking a little baseball here. I was interested to see what he was going to say about the Big Ten question. You know, playing Nebraska as a member of the Big 12 in baseball is a little different than playing Nebraska as a member of the Big Ten because they're just not looked at, obviously, the same.
Probably not, you know, with Texas and the Oklahoma schools and you know, those teams in baseball, you know, they look down at the South is really where baseball's at. I mean, and you know, you've seen that too when you look at the College World Series, you know, how all those teams are South and how they compete. That's what was interesting when you had like the Oregons and the Oregon States and some of the teams in the Big Ten that do have just some success at all in the tournament.
Husker baseball, most games heard on 1230 AM KHAS. Luke Hochaver is going to be sent to the bullpen for our Royals. Jimmy, what do you think? Couldn't get the five spot.
Isn't that something? That's good news. That's good news. If Luke's going to be sixth best pitcher on the team. I like the Royals now. I'm kind of getting excited for it.
He was opening day last year, right? Number one.
I think he was, wasn't he?
I'm pretty sure he was. And the thing about Hochaver was, we've mentioned it, he always seemed to be solid for the first two times through the rotation into like the fifth inning. Hell, that one game he carried a no-hitter into the sixth and then didn't even make it through the sixth. And that's kind of been the story. So maybe middle relief is where he needs to be. We'll find out. It'll be here before we know it. We need to take a break here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We'll wrap up the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home, Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
At Advance Auto Parts, we give you deals. And now, money. That's the Advance Advantage. Get a 5-plus quartz jug, a Pennzoil Platinum full synthetic oil, plus a K&N filter for just $29.99. Then, get a $10 Amex rewards card by mail. It's like getting a full synthetic oil change for just $19.99. And that's pretty stinking good. That's the Advance Advantage. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details. Mail-in rebate void where prohibited.
Do you know your mascot's name? His middle name? Do you consider a 40-point deficit a temporary setback? Sounds like you're a devoted sports fan. And for that, Jim Beam would like to raise a glass to you. That's because they're no strangers to devotion. Jim Beam has been making history by crafting the world's finest bourbon for seven generations. So here's to you, devoted sports fan. Your team may lose, but you always win. Drink smart, Jim Beam Bourbon. 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2013 James B. Beam Distilling Company, Claremont.
There's a lot of noise about weight loss supplements out there. So how do you know if Refirm, the brand new weight loss program from Complete Nutrition, is right for you? First, you want the most effective weight loss ingredient since ephedrine. But you want it to be safe. Refirm contains a breakthrough formula with green coffee bean extract, proven to burn fat as fuel, so you lose weight fast. Second, you already take a multivitamin. Why not take one that also burns fat and boosts metabolism? Refirm's got you covered there too. And third, you don't just want to lose weight fast. You want to keep it off for good. End the yo-yo dieting with Refirm. Get to Complete Nutrition today and ask for Refirm. Refirm, for a reason.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we have just one vision, taking good care of yours. That's why we're focused on you. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, seeing is believing. From the most up-to-date surgical procedures all the way to designer frames and sunglasses, we have everything you need all under one roof. You can trust your eyes to Drs. Diana Lind, Pat Bierbauer, and Betsy Turk. Call 308-236-8500 or stop by the corner of 41st Street and 7th Avenue in Kearney. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan wrapping things up. Basketball is coming our way next from the Big Ten Tournament. And Illinois and Minnesota are at halftime. Illinois leads at 25-16 over Minnesota. Both 21 teams, 21-11 Illinois, 20-11 Minnesota, as we'll join them when the second half gets underway. Sean Callahan's Big Red Report right after this. The UNK Lopers currently 20th in the race for the Division II Learfield Sports Directors Cup. The best finish they ever had was 13. After completion of the fall championships and five of the winter championships, the Lopers were able to pick up points in volleyball, wrestling, of course, being the national champ, women's track, and men's track, all picking up points, but basketball's not figured in yet, and Grand Valley State is still number one by quite a ways, but the Lopers up to 20th, so pretty cool there for them. High school spring sports season, Jimmy, it begins today, and they actually caught a pretty good day. Unfortunately, Kearney Catholic York, they're not going to play soccer because York's field still hammered from the blizzard last week. You know what? Move it here. Come on. It's too nice a day to be wasting it in the spring, York. Come on, York. Come on. But they have rescheduled it for the 26th. Holdridge and Hastings play today. Lincoln East is at Grand Island. Grand Island Central Catholic is at Lakeview. And because we have some good teams in the area, here are the preseason rankings from the Omaha World Herald. In Class A boys, Creighton Prep 1, Grand Island 4, Kearney 8th. Class B, Omaha Scut number 1, Lexington 7th, Grand Island Northwest 8th, and Hastings 10th. And Hastings girls, the only area team that are ranked 6th in Class B. That's one thing you don't do. You're not a soccer ref. What the heck?
Well, you got to, you know, this horse racing season. You know what I mean? So you don't want to give anything up for that.
This doesn't require too much exercise in soccer, does it?
I don't know. The guy stands in the middle, but sometimes he's really running from side to side.
Oh, man. Plus, the Tri-City Storm losing a shootout last night, 4-3 to Omaha. They're home tomorrow night against Sioux Falls and the Stampede. The Nebraska Danger out in Washington to take on Tri-City's Fever. Their quarterback for the Danger, Jameel Sewell, is the IFL Offensive Player of the Week. And Randy Bell, kick returner running back, is the Special Teams Player of the Week. And you've got a chance to see the Danger up close and personal, man.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, it's a lot of fun, and they're really, really talented. I'll tell you what, that league, I mean, there's some really, really good athletes in that league.
You know, tomorrow on the show, we're going to be pretty full as well. Bob Jensen is going to be in to co-host. We'll put a wrap on the winter sports season. Matt Schick is going to join us from ESPNU, getting into the final big weekend of conference tournaments. Also, Nebraska football recruit, the first one of 2014, Luke Gifford from Lincoln, is going to join us on the program tomorrow. One last thing before we're out of here, and this is a story out of the Omaha World Herald that's been out over everywhere, and of course it's going to affect Grand Island. An effort to allow gamblers to bet on previously run horse races cleared the first hurdle in the legislature yesterday, 29-19. This has already been shot down before, but this would be huge. Trying to get this done. If the resolution makes it to the final reading, it needs 30 votes to be put on the general election ballot. Got 29 votes on Wednesday, and remember the last time this baby rolled through, it came up one vote short of an override from Governor Dave Heineman. So, Fodder Park, I know, wants it, and Jimmy, whatever it takes to keep Fodder Park going on a legal way, what do I care?
Yeah, let's keep that place going. That's right. I can run at nights.
And what?
Get the lights. Let's run nighttime. Nighttime racing.
We can put a dog track on the inside. Double duty. And the archway's never going to be a casino, people. Quit saying it. So there you go. It's just not going to happen. Cut it out, people.
But that archway, you know, they're lucky they built that interstate and got that thing going so people can pull off early and get to the archway now. That was a good tax dollars. That was a good move there.
It was a little late in coming, but yeah, there you go. Hopefully that'll revitalize things. Jimmy, I know you're going on vacation for a couple of days. We'll see you next week, and we'll look at the brackets.
Yes, we will. I can't wait. This is going to be a good time for March. Yep, we'll have a great time.
Enjoy it, buddy. Jim Langan, our co-host. We also want to thank Holly Carnes, UNK softball coach, Pat Shine, associate head baseball coach at UC Irvine out in California, and Wayne Galloway, chairman of the Friends of the NRA. Their banquet coming up Saturday night at the Holiday Inn in Kearney. Enjoy the Big Ten tournament. It's next after Sean Callahan's Big Red Report here on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.